It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome to the Grillin' Guys. We are live in Kansas City at the 33rd Annual American Royal Barbecue Contest, and we are having fun. My name is Bob.
And I'm Jop, and I tell you what, it's a little nippy out here today, but we're glad to be here. We're on the patio of the Kemper Arena out here in barbecue land, looking over about, 400 or 500 campers. The smoke's already going. They've been cooking all night. The turn-in competitions start early this afternoon. And speaking of that, we have the promotions manager. Is that the right term, Jennifer?
I say public relations.
Public relations manager for the American Royal. And she's going to tell us a little bit about this event. So how many people are here? How many competitors are there?
Competitors, we have 545 teams.
Wow.
And that's pit masters on each team. Plus, a lot of them bring a lot of their pit crews. Some of them have fancy drivers for their big get-ups out here.
That sounds like NASCAR.
Yeah. You know what? This is pretty much like a NASCAR event. Someone said yesterday this is the world's largest tailgate party. You know, the Chiefs fans, they like to tailgate. Right, here we go.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it is because we were talking a little bit earlier to some of the competitors, and what we're finding is this is a passion and this is a hobby. There aren't very many, if any, of these people that do this for a living. We were talking to some of the guys that were competing, and they've done 26 competitions already this year.
And that's a down year.
Yeah, and that's almost one a weekend. So this is a lifestyle. They come out here. They consider this their extended family. It's kind of cool. But tell us a little bit about the event, how the thing's organized.
How it's organized? Oh, wow. Well, we started out 33 years ago, just kind of a small friends and family thing. Carolyn Wells, actually, one of the founders of Kansas City Barbecue Society, her and her crew decided they wanted to have a little get-together. They did, and here we are 33 years later. This has grown every single year. Lots of numbers. A record 545 teams this year.
Wow, that's cool. Now, what are they playing for? What's the competition? It's broken down into a couple pieces, aren't they?
There are two main competitions. So most of the guys out here, the open, anybody can do this. Whether you're a first-timer and you want to get out here and try it for the first time ever, or whether you've won some contest or made, you know, second place grand champion runner-up, you can come out here and do this for the open. We do have 80 teams on the waiting list, though, so get your entries in as soon as you can. Then we have the invitational. You have to have won a grand championship somewhere else or be invited to participate.
Jennifer took really good care of me yesterday. She ran me all over the place in that golf cart and saved me from huffing my fat butt all over this place. We're going to ask you to stick around for a minute. Right now, we want to have a little interview with Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue.
Dr. Barbecue.
Hey, this is Barbecue Bob. We are live at the American Royal, and I'm at a remote location outside in the competition grounds right now. And I've got a very cool special guest, somebody you've seen on television, and you've probably seen his website. And we are talking with Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe. Good morning, and welcome to the Grilling Guys, Ray.
Hey, Bob. Good to see you. Good to be at the American Royal.
Man, this is going to be another big, nerve-wracking morning for you. What are you preparing? And tell folks what you've got on the smoker right now.
All right, well, I'm cooking my food for the Invitational Contest, so it means chicken, ribs, pork shoulder, and brisket. The brisket and pork shoulder have been cooking all night. The ribs went on a little while ago, and the chicken goes on soon.
Yeah, well, anything could happen right now. I mean, you could have a temperature drop, you could have had a little bit of bad meat, you could have something get a little overdone, a little underdone, and you got 3, 4, 5, 6 guys running around here. Just who knows what could happen. So there's all those little variables that kind of keep you a little on edge, and how's the tension around here?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. I mean, this is when you make your money in the morning, you know. Overnight, lighting a fire, getting the stuff all prepped the night before, that's all easy. Everybody everybody does that the same. But now is when you make your money. You're making those right decisions. Should I wrap it? Should I not wrap it? Should I maybe put a little more salt on it, a little less? Or should I try to wash some off? Or how tender do I want this thing? The ribs is particularly. I may like mine a little more chewy than them judges. So you have to think, well, it's not for me. It's for the judge. Maybe it better be a little more tender.
So you've got, you're on television quite a bit. Tell folks how they can find you on television on YouTube.
Well, on YouTube, I'm all over the place. Just search for Ray Lampe, L-A-M-P-E, or Dr. Barbecue. Big Green Egg's got a bunch of stuff up. There's a new rivalryrecipes.com recipe site that I'm on. I'm all over the place. The Food Network, when they'll have me, I'm always happy to be on there. I'm a barbecue man. I'm ready to do whatever you got.
That's excellent. So the secret tomorrow is going to be in presentation?
Presentation, but it's really about those last-minute adjustments. The presentation, there's a lot of people are good at that, too. A lot of guys know how to cook the meat, but it's those split-second decisions at the last second to get the balance just right. Barbecue, like everything else in you cook, is just about balance. And if you maybe, like I said, a little more salt, or maybe I need a little sweet on there. Maybe I want rub instead of salt. Maybe I should cook a little more. Those last-minute adjustments are key, because there's a lot of really good cooks out here, but the last minute just little things are probably what make it.
Yeah, and barbecue competitions have changed over the last 10, 15 years. The judging has changed. The kind of what they're looking for has changed. How do you figure out what currently the judges are ranking highest?
Well, you got to try to stay on top of that. Luckily, there's a lot of guys sharing a lot of it on the internet, so I don't know that that's a good idea, but they're doing it, so you might as well read it. And I've been around forever, so I can always call in a favor, and you try to stay on that. But, you know, good barbecue still wins. A little nuances. Plus, at the American Royal, there's 545 teams in the open. Gosh, you can throw a lot of that out the window because there's not those same little group of judges. If you're cooking the same little circuit, fine. It's a lot of the same judges, and they have their preferences. But here, boy, it's a different ball game.
So the secret is to drink just enough beer the night before.
Yeah, it's key. You want to have a good time, and you want to relax, but you don't want to go over the line. It's a very fine line there, and it's and with the temptation is great when the parties all break out.
I've noticed you've kind of strategically aligned yourself right next to George Dickel's Tennessee Whiskey. Well, how's that happen?
Oh, you know, just they probably liked me because I was good-looking. They asked me to come and cook next to them. I think it might have been because they know I'll slide some food over the counter and they'll get to eat. They've been working on some smoked bologna last few minutes.
Nice. All right. Well, thanks so much. This is Barbecue Bob. I am at the American Royal. We've been talking with Dr. Barbecue, Ray Lampe. You've seen him on the Food Network. You can catch them on YouTube. What, do you have your own YouTube channel?
No, I don't. Everything just kind of goes through my Facebook and Twitter accounts. I'm DRBBQ on Twitter and Ray Lampe on Facebook.
All right. Well, everybody knows who Dr. Barbecue is, so check him out. He's down here smoking on some Big Green Eggs. So we got the Kamado cookers going, and I'm actually back in his little secret hut right now. I don't see any secret recipes, any secret formulas, so I know these lock boxes probably have it all hidden, and I'm not going to get all those tips tonight. So thanks again, Ray, and good luck this morning in your turn-in.
My pleasure, Bob. Good talking to you.
Yeah, that's Ray Lampe. Good guy. Very, very big in the business. Right now, we're going to go back to Jennifer Brand real quickly. And Jennifer, tell us, tonight is the Hall of Fame.
Tonight's a big night. Never been done before on barbecue. Never been done before on these grounds. We have the inaugural Hall of Fame. Barbecue Hall of Fame right here at the home of the American Royal.
And you got three inductees.
Three inductees. For the celebrity category, we have Guy Fieri. He's we also have Johnny Trigg and Henry Ford, founder
of the
Quartet.
Awesome. Henry Ford, one of my favorites. All of them are. All right, Jop, what's coming up next?
Well, coming up next, we are going to go right next door to George Dickel, and we're going to talk to the master maker of that wonderful Tennessee whiskey, and then we're going to talk with Phil Hopkins from Smoking Gun Barbecue. He's going to bring us some tips and techniques, so stick with us. You've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We're live in Kansas City, and we'll be back.
Start an escort service for all the right reasons and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid Rock, and I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west because I want to be a cowboy, baby, with a top left.
The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.